Is the Prime Minister of Israel a bigot? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Of all the things Benjamin Netanyahu said to get reelected, this was the most cringeworthy. His statement in Hebrew on social media, in which he said, according to the translation, the right-wing government is in danger, Arab voters are coming out in droves to the polls, left-wing organizations are bussing them out. Columnist Joe Klein accused him of bigotry. And it's tempting to draw a parallel. For example, what would we think if a candidate for president were to jump on TV on Election Day and declare, the government's in danger, black voters are coming out in droves to the polls, etc.? That'd be pretty bad. However, CBS's Dan Raviv, who is a longtime Middle East correspondent, says it may sound like that, but...
But in the Middle East context, it's not an offensive thing to say. It's hard for us to take.
So we should cut him some slack. And anyway, Netanyahu himself quickly went on MSNBC to say he didn't say what he seemed to be saying.
I wasn't trying to suppress a vote. I was calling on our voters to come out.
So, there you go. Of course, our politicians do this too. Pretty much every American politician who raises taxes comes into office promising not to, and then is forever haunted by his old soundbites. But that's where Netanyahu does have one advantage over American politicians. He can make his embarrassing statements in one language and retract them in another.
I wasn't trying to suppress a vote.
He may be a bigot in Hebrew, but in English, it's as if he just had a cup of racial harmony at Starbucks. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.